Kalim chapter 3, Mishnah 1. So if you're doing up to now the earthenware utensil, if it breaks, so then it's purified, right? And the pieces can only become tamei themselves if they break big enough that they themselves can hold liquid and be a utensil. Another way that the earthenware utensil can become purified is if it gets a hole in it, right, big enough that the thing can't be used either. If it got like a hole in its bottom and it can't hold food or liquid, we'll see now that would also purify it, and that's what these Mishnahs are going to go into. So he says at the beginning of the Mishnah over there, Shir Kli Cheres Latar, the minimum size of the earthenware utensil to become purified means the minimum size of the hole. Hasur Lo Eichlin, if the utensil was made to hold food, then Shira Bezasim, then the size of the hole, if it's at least the size of an olive, then the utensil will be considered, it will be considered pure, yeah. And the reason being that the food will then just pour out the bottom. It can't hold the food anymore because it's got a hole so big that it can't be used. Ha'asur l'mashkin, if it's for liquid, then shur b'mashkin. Then the size of the hole would be just the size to let out the liquid. Whatever size hole would let out the liquid, that would purify the utensil. Ha'asur l'kach l'kach, if it's made for both food and liquid, Matilin oisa l'chumra, then we go strict and we go bezaisim with the size of an olive. Yeah. And why strict? Because that's the size needed to purify the utensil. So you actually, by making the size of the hole bigger, you're making it harder to purify the utensil, and therefore that's stricter.